Welcome, everyone. This is Duke Clark, and this is my podcast for Stories for Joshua. Day 4, Just the Two of Us. My sister Debbie was born 19 months after me, but she started school early, so we were only one grade apart. Being that close in age, we played together with our friends Donna and Greg from down the street almost all the time. Donna was my age, and Greg was close to Debbie's age, so it worked out well. Growing up, we did pretty much everything together until I was old enough to play football with the gang down the street, and there it was boys only. In the early days, Debbie and I were in a double bed together and used to play a game at night where one person would draw a picture on the other person's back with their fingernails. If you guessed the picture right, then that person had to draw again. It was a great way to get your back scratched. With Donna and Greg, we made up games like Snake in the Gutter. We had a sidewalk in front of our house, and we had a paved sidewalk that led up to our house, leaving three grass areas around these sidewalks. So the snake had to stay in the gutter, the sidewalks, and we could be on the grass jumping from section to section until you got tagged, and then you were the snake. I have no remembrance if anyone taught us this game or if we just made it up, but it was fun. There were also games like No Bears Out Tonight. Someone would be the bear and they would go hide. Then the rest of us would skip around the house singing, No Bears Out Tonight, Grandpa Killed Them All Last Night, and repeat that over and over, until you rounded the corner and there was the bear, who jumped out, growled, and chased you down and tagged you. Then you were the bear. There was also Red Light, Green Light, another favorite, along with Hopscotch, which we drew in chalk on the sidewalk, and the always favorite Kickball, if we had enough neighbors to join us. In the summer, we would play until the streetlights came on, barefooted every day, which meant at least one or two bee stings a summer. We would be a mixture of sweat, dirt, and more sweat from head to toe by the end of the day because it was humid in Greenville, North Carolina. For the most part, it was a carefree childhood until the night came and our parents would fight. Daddy would drink, and at some point there would be a disagreement, sometimes just yelling, but sometimes much worse. One night, Debbie and I were sleeping in the same room that had a window right by the back door of the house. Daddy got mad at Mama and threw her out the back door. Debbie and I heard everything as Mama banged on the door to get back in the house, and we sat at the window, which was wide open, just sitting there crying, unable to help her. I'm sure the neighbors heard the yelling and the fighting because the neighborhoods were pretty quiet in those days, but no one said anything. You mind your own business in the South, as they say. When I started writing Stories for Joshua, I made sure that the children in that family had parents who loved them and cared for them. They also taught them life lessons, so they weren't pushovers, but they were fair and loving as they taught their three children in the stories. I had a respect for God as a child, and we all went to Sunday school and church except for Daddy. However, I really didn't know God until later or have a real connection with him at that time. In my stories, I made sure that Joshua and his siblings were all connected with God from an early age. So I hope you get a chance to listen to them and see the adventures that they have with God. Well, that's it for this session, and I will do another one tomorrow and talk more about what was going on in my life. So thanks for listening.